Numbers chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Send men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. Send one man who is a leader from every ancestral tribe. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. These were their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur. From the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Raphu. From the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sadi. From the tribe of Joseph, namely the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Susi. From the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali. From the tribe of Asher, Sethur, the son of Michael. From the tribe of Naphtali, Navi, the son of Vophshi. And from the tribe of Gad, Geuel, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men that Moses sent to explore the land. Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Joshua. Then Moses sent them to explore the land of Canaan, and said to them, Go north through the Negev, and go up into the hill country. See what the land is like, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. See what the land they live in is like. Is it good or bad? See whether the towns they live in are unwalled or fortified, and whether the soil is fertile or poor, whether there are trees in it or not. Be courageous and bring back some of the fruit of the land. Now it was the time for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and explored the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehov near Lebo Hamath. They went north through the Negev and came to Hebron. Achiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were there. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. When they came to the valley of Eshcol, they cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two of them. They also brought back some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, or Grape Cluster, because of the cluster of grapes that the Israelites cut down from there. After 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. They came back to Moses and Aaron, all the congregation of the Israelites, in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back a report to them and the whole congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They reported to Moses, We went to the land you sent us to, and truly it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people that live in the land are strong, and the towns are fortified and very large. Beyond that, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live by the sea and along the Jordan River. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and take possession of it, for we are certainly able to conquer it. But the men who went up with him said, We are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we are. They brought back to the Israelites a bad report of the land that they had explored, saying, The land we went through to explore is a land that devours its inhabitants. All the people that we saw in it were huge. We even saw the Nephilim giants there, the sons of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our eyes, and we looked the same to them.